If you're listening from Saskatchewan or anywhere west of Saskatchewan, I'm in Saskatchewan. Good morning. If you are anywhere east of me, good afternoon. And welcome to this very important show today on Remembrance Day. I am Tamara Cherry filling in for Evan Solomon. Thank you for joining us today. The federal Liberal government is preparing more staff to tackle a backlog of requests for assistance and shortage of case managers that is leaving many disabled veterans without the help they need. To me, it is incredible that in 2021, we have not gotten our stuff together enough to properly care for our veterans, but such is the case. Here is the Veterans Affairs Minister, Lawrence McAuley, speaking about this announcement yesterday.
Our party and government has indicated quite clearly we're going to hire more adjudicators and case managers, that we're the biggest priority in Veterans Affairs Canada's deal with the backlog, and that's what we're going to do.
Now, in my humble opinion, I don't think that we should ever be speaking about a backlog when it comes to caring for our veterans. But this is an issue that is very close to the two guests who are going to be joining us very shortly. Their names are Trevor and Debbie Green. Now, Trevor Green was serving in Afghanistan when he survived a violent ambush by the Taliban in 2006. And like so many veterans, the wounds that Trevor carried home were not only physical. Trevor's road to recovery through post-traumatic stress syndrome inspired a $312 million complex in Surrey, British Columbia, called the Legion Veterans Village Center for Excellence. Now, this is set to open late next year. And Trevor, we're learning today, will be taking on an advising role to ensure that veterans receive the care they need to recover. Trevor and his wife, Debbie, who is the operational director at Legion Veterans Village, join us now. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Thanks for having us, Mara.
Trevor, first of all, thank you for your service. Thank you both for your service. Trevor, what sort of feelings does today bring up for you?
I'm a bit more anxious than usual. Mm-hmm. And I think it's thinking through this morning. And I think it's because the Afghanistan fell. The fall of Afghanistan fell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit more anxious.
Now, Trevor, PTSD has been talked about. I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show. It's being talked about more and more right across the first responder community, whether it's the veterans community, whether it's the police community, firefighters, paramedics. Tell me what the conversations around mental health have been like during your journey, starting right back in 2006. And how have you seen them change?
Well, General Hillary did a great job of expanding on mental health with regards to PTSD. So my generation is the first, I think, to have it labeled as such. And there are all kinds of programs out there. And the most important for me is my peer group, because we don't have to explain to each other what we're going through, nor do we have to justify it. And that's really valuable.
Did you have that, Trevor, when you got home back in 2006? You were obviously dealing with your physical injuries, but as you dealt with the emotional injuries, did you have the peer support that you needed back then?
Not back then. It was when we moved to Nanaimo in 08.
Go ahead.
The worst part for me was 07, when I was in a brain injury rehab facility in Alberta and cut off from everybody. And I had this psychologist who didn't diagnose PTSD. He just diagnosed anxiety. And that was tough. That was the hardest part for me.
It seems incredible that in 2008, even, like, that wasn't that long ago. And I guess it speaks to how far we probably still have to come. But it is incredible to me to hear 2008 that a medical professional working with a soldier, a veteran, would not would not go to that. So can you tell me, how did that, I mean, not having that diagnosis early on, how did that perhaps hinder your recovery at that point?
Oh, it was crazy. I was screaming and howling. I vomited constantly in workouts. Because, look, I've had my leg broken in therapy. I've had blinding headaches, and I've had these awful foot pains. But they all pale in comparison to a PTSD episode. And it's unlike anything I'd ever experienced, of course.
So what did it mean for you then, Trevor, when you did find that peer support group in Nanaimo, to finally be able to sit down in a room of people that just got it, that had been there?
It was fabulous. It was like coming home. Because we all had PTSD to some degree, and we just didn't have to explain ourselves like we do to civilians. And it was lovely. And there was no war porn. In other words, there's no war stories bandied about. Our peer counselor made sure that didn't happen. Otherwise, it would have been just a bullshit session. Yeah.
And Debbie, how are you feeling today on Remembrance Day as the wife of this remarkable veteran?
Well, I mean, this year has been hard, obviously, to see, you know, Afghanistan fall and fall so quickly. So it's more solemn for sure than it normally would be. But I'm proud of Trev because it's been 15 years and he still is working hard every single day to recover, you know, full function.
And you both are working hard by the sounds of it to make sure that veterans receive the care that they really need through this Legion Veterans Village. Debbie, can you tell us a little bit about what sorts of services will be offered there?
Well, one of the most exciting is accessible housing. I think there's 91 units of accessible, affordable. It will be subsidized housing. There will also be various treatments available to people that are struggling. There will be resources available for people who are in need. And a really exciting part is the research part, which is what I'll be involved in. The Research Foundation, which will be researching, you know, healthcare and treatment of PTSD and mental health for veterans and first responders. So that's really, really exciting to see what will come of that research.
I love that you mentioned, Debbie, the veterans and first responders, because I got to tell you, since the beginning of the show on our text board, I've been hearing from paramedics who say that they've suffered from PTSD. And while a war zone is, of course, very different from the sorts of trauma that other first responders would experience, through my own research into trauma over the last year and a half through my job outside of the radio, I know that when it comes to PTSD, some of the outcomes are very, very similar. And some of the patterns that people who suffer from PTSD follow are very, very similar. So
yeah,
both of you, go ahead, Trev.
It's different, Mara. Like, I'm never going back to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And these poor paramedics have to be around constantly the scenes of their trauma. So the police and paramedics have far worse off than I do. Because I know I'll never go back.
Trevor, I can only imagine how meaningful that is for first responders across the country to hear that. So thank you so much for those words. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us also. And I'm wishing you both a meaningful Remembrance Day today. Thank you again.